In today's news headlines, the vice presidential debate between Mike Pence and Kamala Harris on Wednesday night went off with far fewer explosive outbursts than the one that took place a week earlier between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. However, Mr. Pence still managed to channel his president's penchant for interruptions and repeatedly spoke over Senator Harris. Among the issues discussed were the Trump administration's failures on the coronavirus.
Well, the American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
When I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
Well, let's
get back. No, but Susan, this is important. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm speaking.
In.
You can have 15 more seconds, and then we'll give the Vice President a chance to
respond. So I want to ask the American people, how calm were you when you were panicked about where you're going to get your next roll of toilet paper? How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back?
Also discussed at Wednesday night's vice presidential debate was the industry of fracking, which is a practice of hydraulic fracturing, an invasive method of oil and gas extraction. Pence accused Harris of wanting to ban the practice, and Harris responded by saying Biden would not ban it.
You yourself said on multiple occasions when you were running for president that you would ban fracking.
First of all, I will repeat, and the American people know, that Joe Biden will not ban fracking. That is a fact. That is a fact.
Video has surfaced of Kamala Harris claiming she was for the banning of fracking when she ran for president in the Democratic primary. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez jumped in on social media during the debate to remind both Pence and Harris that, quote, fracking is bad, actually. Harris and Pence also clashed on the Supreme Court vacancy, abortion rights, health care, and racial justice. Ms. Harris took Pence to task on several of those issues, as well as for wanting to overturn the Affordable Care Act.
The court. It's the Affordable Care Act. Like, literally in the midst of a public health pandemic, when over 210,000 people have died and 7 million people probably have what will be in the future considered a pre-existing condition because you contracted the virus. Donald Trump is in court right now trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act.
Mr. Pence proclaimed he was against the right to an abortion.
I couldn't be more proud to serve as vice president to a president who stands without apology for the sanctity of human life. I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it.
A majority of Americans believe in the right to an abortion. Debate moderator Susan Page of USA Today asked Mr. Pence if he would support a peaceful transition of power if the Trump ticket lost in November, and Pence refused to answer. In fact, checking the Wednesday night debate, the New York Times found that Mr. Pence spewed the most lies of the night, and a new poll showed 6 out of 10 Americans agreeing that Harris won the debate. Arguably, the biggest star of the night was a fly that landed on Pence's head, clearly visible against the vice president's white hair. The fly remained on his head for more than 2 minutes, with Pence seeming not to notice, and has generated so much buzz on social media that some hope it has a starring role in this weekend's Saturday Night Live. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump, who remains at the White House after being treated for the coronavirus, claims he is no longer contagious and wants to begin his public campaign rallies. The president's actual words in an interview were, quote, I'm back because I'm a perfect physical specimen. The 74-year-old, who regularly uses a spray tan and has spent at least $70,000 a year on hair maintenance, is considered to be overweight and therefore in a high-risk category. He has also now refused to debate Biden under new rules for the second debate to be held as a virtual event. Mr. Biden has asked in response that the format be changed to a town hall so that Trump, quote, is not able to evade accountability. In reflecting on Wednesday night's vice presidential debate, Trump called Senator Harris, quote, a monster, a typical retort from a president known for targeting women. Mr. Trump also cast his COVID-19 diagnosis as a, quote, blessing from God, and touted the experimental drug he was put on, made by the pharmaceutical company Regeneron, as a sort of miracle cure. It has now emerged that the drug was made available by a man who is a member of Trump's golf club. Interestingly, Regeneron's fact sheet makes clear that the drug was developed using human stem cells, a method of testing that Trump's evangelical anti-abortion supporters may find unsavory. The president's physician released an update on his health, and Trump has now returned to the Oval Office. In contemplating where he caught the virus, Trump pointed the finger at Gold Star families, who are the loved ones of fallen soldiers. Trump said on Thursday, "They come within an inch of my face sometimes." Trump has already been slammed for denouncing fallen U.S. soldiers as, quote, losers and suckers during a European visit to an American military cemetery. News emerged that a total of 34 people have been infected at the White House, more than previously known. A USA Today investigation concluded that Trump and other infected White House staffers, quote, carried the virus across the country in a matter of days, potentially exposing hundreds, perhaps thousands of people as they went about their business. The head of the White House Security Office is apparently gravely ill with the virus, and Trump's debate coach Chris Christie remains hospitalized after catching it as well. The New England Journal of Medicine has issued a strongly worded statement against President Donald Trump, a publication that in its 208-year history has never before issued an editorial. The piece was titled Dying in a Leadership Vacuum, and it said that, quote, the magnitude of this failure on the pandemic is astonishing. The economic fallout is also astounding as 840,000 jobless Americans filed for benefits last week. Meanwhile, Trump, who has repeatedly flip-flopped on whether or not he will support a COVID-related economic relief bill, now says that, quote, talks are working out. It's very possible that the erratic leader, who has sent his own party into crisis mode, may once again change his whims. In other news, six men were just arrested for their roles in a plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, another female leader that Trump has enjoyed repeatedly targeting. The men were armed and discussed kidnapping her ahead of the November election and moving her to another location for some sort of homegrown trial. They appear to be part of the anti-lockdown protesters that Trump had gleefully egged on earlier this year. Attorney General William Barr, who has faced accusations of politicizing the Justice Department to favor Trump, has just weakened the requirements on investigating voter fraud incidents. Now, hundreds of attorneys and judges, as part of a group called Lawyers Defending American Democracy, have written an open letter to DOJ staffers, encouraging them to speak out or resign in protest of any unethical moves they may witness from Barr or his allies. The letter's signatories say, quote, Attorney General Barr's prosecutorial actions supporting the president's friends and partisan interests have eroded public confidence in his commitment to impartial justice for all people. And CNN has obtained the instructions that the Trump campaign is sending to those of the president's supporters who have signed up to be poll watchers on election night. The poll watchers are a thinly veiled voter intimidation effort, and as per the instructions they've received, they are to be vigilant and courteous and have a mission to, quote, deter bad behavior. Nevada's Attorney General Aaron Ford called Trump's repeated encouragement of poll watchers as a, quote, dog whistle to voters for voter intimidation. And that does it for our news headlines.